And we're about to hear from a young musician. Now, all this week, Northgate High School have had rooms occupied by the Suffolk Jazz School. Musicians and singers from all over came to Ipswich to learn techniques, jam with others, and enjoy the warmth of jazz. And the school offered the opportunity to study with top jazz musicians from all over the country. And producer Cad went down to Northgate School to chat with organisers Neil Bateman and George Double, and Eleanor and Josh, who attended the school, to hear a little bit more about the week.
I'm Neil Bateman. I'm one of the organisers of the Suffolk Jazz School. This is my colleague George Double, who's the musical director of the Suffolk Jazz School.
Can you give me a bit of the background of the whole week?
Certainly. Well, Neil collared me a few years ago at the end of a gig and said, do you fancy putting a jazz school together? And I sat there and thought about it for a little while. And we did. And we started 5 years ago with our first jazz school, which was held at Ipswich School. We put together small groups in a ratio of 7 participants to 1 tutor to run through a series of activities through the week, from instrumental tuition to group tuition to workshops and seminars about individual aspects of jazz performance and playing, culminating this year in a concert at the end of the week. But we've also had other performance opportunities through the week and a jam session, guest speakers, that sort of thing. We're just about to do our final concert. This is our biggest year, with 47 participants having a jolly time.
It does pull. It's not just a local Ipswich and Suffolk.
Oh, yeah, we've got people who've come from Reading, from Dorset, from London, from Lincoln. We've got quite a contingent from Lincolnshire, actually. Norfolk, of course.
What about experience? What levels are you looking at when people apply?
Well, I suppose broadly sort of intermediate to advanced level. It's not really a course for absolute beginners. But most people, once they've sort of been playing for a couple of years, will probably be at the right sort of level.
I'm Josh, I'm 24, and I'm from Lincoln.
I'm Eleanor, I'm 15, and I'm from Ipswich.
I'd love to know from your perspective what it was that got you hooked on coming. You've come a long way.
I originally sort of started playing jazz about 3 years ago. I was a bit shaky on my confidence with it. It was quite scary. It's a difficult thing to get into in terms of like all the music theory and like the knowledge you have. It's very dense to play it. And something like this, and it's like pretty well priced for like a week of tuition with really top guys. I mean, there's guys that play Ronnie Scott and things here. So it's kind of hard to miss on the opportunity. And I treat it like a holiday. Like, I've come for 3 years now, and it's great. Come down, see the same faces, like see some new faces like Eleanor, and just like get to jam and play with people from all over, really.
Let's go to you then.
So it's my first time here, but I've played in jazz bands since I was probably about 11, and I've been doing jazz drumming for about 4 years, and I got recommended it by my old drum teacher. And I didn't want to come originally because, you know, it was quite daunting playing with older musicians, and I'm the youngest here by probably about 12 years, I reckon. Yeah, but it's been really great.
It's quite an intense week.
Yeah, it is an intense week. I went to my first jam night last night with everyone, and I'd never done it before, and I was so nervous about doing it. I did it, I loved it, and I went home and like told everyone about it, and I've learned so much from George, especially doing like the individual instrumental drum tuition stuff. The jam night was at the Woolpack pub. Well, most of the musicians from here came along, and everyone just hopped on songs that they knew and hopped on songs that they didn't know. So me and Josh got pushed into a lot of songs that we didn't know, and it's kind of just a matter of going, tell me how to play it, and then you play it, and it's just fun, and everyone loves it, so it isn't scary once you do it. It's just great.
What's happening this afternoon?
Every time that we do this course, we have a big concert at the end, where generally you get put in a band when you first turn up, and about half the time you spend here is tuition stuff, and the other half is like focused band learning. So you get given a couple of tunes, you'll have one of the sort of top guys in the country will come and explain to you how you can arrange it, little tweaks you can do, just make it like more life than there is on the written sheet of music. Then you perform them, and everybody gets to listen to what all the other different bands have worked on.
I loved it. I think everyone who's interested in jazz, whether you're like a straight beginner and you're just coming into it this week, or you've been doing it for 30 years like some of them have, I just think get into it and do it.
There you go, the sounds of George Double and Neil Bateman from Suffolk Jazz School, and Josh and Eleanor from Northgate High School, here on Belonging. So we've